Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Libra.
Libra. Libra. Libra. Libra. Libra. Libra. Libra.
Libra.
Libra. Libra. Libra. Libra. Libra. Libra. Libra. Libra. Yes.
Yogi did it, Bala. New Yogi's
here? Who are the new Yogi's here?
This is all. Do you need my job? Oh. วิปัสสนาอัธุดาวูดินติตะหลอกပြောမြောက်မယ်เนาะตบปอกตะหลอก
tell you a bit about what he understands about vipassana meditation
อามทุกข์เนี่ยเยียจิตาอายุสะมันมีเยียจิตาโอ้บุพพะชีตาโอเยียจิตา
So before we start practicing it's important to haveThe right ideas about the practice of meditation, some general knowledge about the practice.
ဒီကနေ့ဘုရားတို့ကဘာလုပ်တာလဲဆိုရင်စိတ်ရဲ့ quality ကိုမြင့်တင်တာ
Very basically, what meditation is an exercise to help us to improve the quality of the mind.
ဒီလိုတာမန်နေတဲ့တာမန်စိတ်ကအားမကောင်း
The ordinary mind
left
on its own is not very good quality. Not
very strong. Okay. And the good mind, the bad mind, the good mind, the bad mind, the good mind.
He calls cultivating or developing wholesome qualities of mind or good qualities of mind meditation.
ดูเดียวตัวอ้าทุ่งน่ะแหละจ้ะอเมียนนั้นน่ะอ้าทุ่งนี่แหละดีดูยิ่งหูยิ่งเจ็ดแล้วสิทธิ์กูก้าวในสิทธิ์นี่ยึดละนะ
He says if somebody has been practicing for a long time and is also practicing consistently he says that person's quality of mind must steadily be becoming stronger more wholesome more mature
อ้าทุ่งน่ะแล้วจ้ะสิทธิ์ก็ดีแดนดีใจมั้ยဆိုတော့ဒါတခုခုဒီလိုဖြစ်နေပေါ့
If we'veBeen practicing for a long time, but the mind is still the same, then obviously something is lacking in the practice.
တက်နေလားဟိုရက်နေလားမတိုးတက်ဘူးပေါ့အဲ့လိုပြောလို့ရတာပေါ့တခုခုဘာလိုနေလဲပေါ့စစ်စမ်းစစ်ဖို့လိုတယ
် So we need to check to see if we're stuck or feel like we're not getting ahead. Somehow things are just like that.
ဒီအာထုတ်တယ်မှန်နေအမြင်နဲ့အာထုတ်တယ်ဆိုရင်ဒီလိုအမြင်နဲ့တူတက်နေစိတ်ကအမြင်နဲ့တော့ဘလိုပြောမလဲရှင်တန်နေတဲ့သဘောရှိတယ်တတိတို့တမာတိတို့ဉာဏ်တို့ဆိုတိုးတက်နေ
If someone has been practicing in the correct in the right way and has been practicing consistently he says suddenly the mind will have become stronger will have improved he says in a sense like the mind is alive it's growing the qualities of awareness samadhiAnd wisdom in the mind will be growing. And he said, meditation is the work of the mind. It's not the work of the body. So we use the mind to practice meditation.
So, say we put our hands together.
Just going to give you a demonstration. Say we put our hands together like this. Try this out. Can you feel the touching sensation? You know the sensation? Why do you know the sensation?
Why?
Vajanti.
Okay.
Why?
Which
is a better question.
So
I said, why do we know the sensation? There's something he's trying to demonstrate here. Maybe how is it a better question? How do we know the sensation? You perceive it in our mind. Saitama.
Yes.
So, what is it that the mind is doing, and where is the mind's attention that makes you able to perceive the sensation?
The mind's attention is.
So he says, you know, there are two kinds of meditation. We talk about tranquility meditation, samatha, and insight meditation, vipassana. And in both these kinds of meditation, you have an object and you have the mind that is observing. Between the mind and the object, he says, which is more important for the meditation to be happening? Yeah, that's right. He says, because the objects are always there, it could be here, but if we were busy thinking about something else, we wouldn't notice what is present. And the objects are all the five sense doors. And these objects are always
happening.
There's another question he asked. So we know that, you know, we pay attention and we know the object. But he says, does paying attention to something make it meditation? Does it become meditation because we're paying attention to something? So the right ideas must be working in the back of the mind. The right attitude has to be operating for the attention to become a meditative kind of
attention.
He says, so if we don't have any information about something, he says we won't know how to, what to think about that, and we won't know what to do with it if we don't have information. He says, so it becomes obvious how important that mind that is observing is, and what the information in the back of the mind. He says, if we had wrong information in the back of the mind, he said, what would happen to the practice? If we had wrong information about meditation, then all the practice becomes kind of wrong practice. And then on top of that, he said, we practice continuously all day. So he tries to explain to the yogi what sort of idea of what they should understand about practice before they start practicing. So if they practice with greed, a lot of expectations, a lot of desire for something to happen in the practice, he will say that they're practicing in the wrong way. Or if they're using a lot of energy to practice because they're dissatisfied with their practice and they're trying to become satisfied with the practice, he would also say that was wrong practice. So more than the attention itself, the awareness itself, the idea held in the back of the mind becomes more important. He says, you might have come across this where you're practicing and then you don't know what to do. He says, and what do when we don't know what to do? What do we do when we don't know what to do? We're stuck.
Practice. Information ni pian sin sa bo pian cha u na wa ni pian tou ma bo.
He says, so you probably you have to reflect on the things that you already know about practice and figure out which of that you have to apply.
ဘုဒ္ဓဃာရှိတယ်လို့ကြားဘူးတဲ့လူဟိုဆရာသမားကပြောထားလို့နားထောင်ထားလို့ကြားဘူးတဲ့လူရှိတဲ့သူကစဉ်းစားလို့ရမှာပေါ့စဉ်းစားဟိုတုံးလို့ရမှာပေါ့
Somebody who's had information, heard from teachers or read about, you know, has some information that, you know, that they can use, then they could, you know, they can think of that and apply it to the situation, try it out.
အဲ့အာထုတဲ့စိတ်အဓိကပြောချင်တာကတော့အာထုတဲ့စိတ်မှာလောဘဒေါသမောဟနဲ့အာထုမိမှာအာထုရင်မားတယ်လို့ဥစဉ်ယောဂီတွေရှင်းပ
ြ So it's pointing out that if yogis practice with greed or aversion or delusion in the mind in those moments wrong practice is happening
အဲ့တော့ဒီ၃ခုနဲ့အာမထုအောင်ဆိုဘာနဲ့အာထုအောင
် He says but if we don't use greed or aversion or delusion to practice he says what do we use to practice with what should we use to practice
ဉာဏ်ပါဉာဏ်ဉာဏ်နဲ့စအထုံလို့ဉာဏ်တိုက်ပြောတာပေါ့ဉာဏ်ဘယ်ကလာမလဲဉာဏ်၃မျိုးဒုတိယဉာဏ်စေနာဉာဏ်ဘာဝနာဉာဏ်အဲ့စ
So he says we have to use wisdom to practice and wisdom comes from three sources they come from information our intelligence our insight all these three are different kinds of wisdom
မနေ့ကအဲ့မိန်းမပြောတာရှင်းပြလိုက်ပါအဲ့တိတ်ရှင်းနေအဲ့ညယောက်ကဟိုတက်ပြောအဲ့ရှင်းပြလိုက
် Yesterday a lady in the day long retreat said something about information that he likes very much and he says this is just like meditation and she works with information and so she says they understand data in a hierarchy information in a hierarchy and it works like this in the beginning there's just data and data is discrete pieces of information that don't make any sense on its own and if you keep gathering data she says it starts to become information because you start to know something about some particular thing and then it becomes information like the weather is something every day the weather is something in May or June things like that's information and then she says when they have much more information and they put a lot of information together she said they call that knowledge because now you can start knowing whole patterns of things she calls it knowledge she said and then she says once you have enough knowledge she said you can use that knowledge in a beneficial way you can start to manipulate the things that you understand that you've gathered from all this to do things for people or to better things and things like that and she said that is called wisdom and when he heard that he was like yes
yeah I do the process ဒီတိုင်းလာ
တယ် he said the process of meditation is just like this
understanding level တက်လာတာပဲ
so that's the levels of understanding increasing
အဲ့တော့ data တွေအရင်စုရတယ်အများကြီးဟိုအပြင်ကလာတဲ့ဟို second hand knowledge တွေအရင်ယူရတယ်ပြီးတော့ apply လုပ်ရမယ်သူကုညံကိုသုံးရမယ်
so he says so first we have all this data he says second hand information and we keep gathering them then we use our intelligence we apply it and then you know the data becomes information we apply our intelligence to the knowledge it becomes wisdom
အဲ့တော့တရားထုတ်စဉ်းစားမှာမစဉ်းစားဘူးလား
he says so when we meditate he says should we think or should we not think yes
I
go
yes
yes
yeah I go yes grandma come here
okay ဟိုမစဉ်းစားနဲ့ဆိုတာဆရာသမားတွေတော်တော်များများပြောဘာမှမစဉ်းစားနဲ့လို့ပြောတာအမှန်ကမဟုတ်တာတွေ free လို့မှဆိုလို့
He's heard many teachers say don't think when you meditate and he says really the kind of thinking they're talking about is don't think things that will generate more intensify the defilements in your mind that's what
ကိုလို့တဲ့အလုပ်ကြောင်းတော့စဉ်းစားမှလို့
But you have to think things about how to do your practice.
အဲ့ညံပါတယ်လို့ပြောတာ.
That's called using wisdom in your practice.
ဘာလို့လဲဆိုတော့ဟို blind အားထုတ်မှဆိုလို့ aware လို့ပြောဥသိဉ္စဘာပြောလဲဆိုတော့ blind not blind ဘယ် intelligent aware
because he's very concerned that people might practice blindly. They think awareness is just paying attention and then they just aware he says but then they do it blindly. He says don't practice blindly, practice intelligently.
Awareness နောက်မှာတမ္ပဇညာဆိုတော့ဘုရားပြောတာရှိတယ်ဉာဏ်ပါရမယ်လို့ပြောတာ
He says in the Satipatthana Sutta the Buddha talks about being aware with sampajanya sampajanya is wisdom so it's sati sampajanya awareness with wisdom
วิปัสสนามาญาอปาอุปาโล
So for the practice of vipassana meditation he says wisdom has to be present which means we must use intelligence
ตฏิเนญาณก็ตฏิมาปายไอ้ตฏิอ่ะเมษาตฏิဖြစ်တယ်လို့
Because he says if wisdom is not present with the awareness then it could be wrong awareness
အဲ့တော့ဉာဏ်မပါဘူးဆိုရင်တော့မောဟလာပြီမောဟလာပြီဆိုရင်လောဘဒေါသပါတော့
Because when wisdom is not present he says then delusion is present and when delusion is present aversion quickly follows
အဲ့တော့ဝိပဿနာဆိုတဲ့အဓိပ္ပာယ်ကဘာလဲဆိုဉာဏ်နဲ့ကြည့်တာကိုပြောတာဘယ်လိုင်းကြည့်နေတာမဟုတ်ဘူ
း And the whole definition of the word vipassana is an extraordinary seeing so it's not just staring it's
ခါခါယောဂီတို့ပြီးမေးအားထုတ်နေသူအားထုတ်တဲ့ခါယောဂီဥသိယံတစ်ခါကမေးတယ်တတိထားတယ်ဘာဘလို့သဘောထားတတိထားနေတာဘာအတွက်တတိထားနေဘာကြောင့်တတိထားမေးလိုက်မသိဘူးဆိုလို့တော်တော်လေးညမရှိဘူးသူကလောက်ရမယ်ဆိုလို့လုံနေတာပဲရှိတယ
် He says sometimes you know the yogis are meditating and he goes up to them and he says what attitude are you meditating with or why are you being aware right nowAnd he says they don't have answers in that moment about why they're doing what they're doing. They're just doing it because they've been instructed to. So it, you know, it shows that they're not using their intelligence and their wisdom while practicing. So he's been trying to point out point out to them that wisdom, they have to use their intelligence.While they are practicing to understand the practice themselves as they're doing
information မများရှိတဲ့လူကတုံးလို့ရမှာ
So someone who has a lot of this kind of information will know how to then apply themselves to the practice So before practicing he tells them these things
ရေးကြည့်တာပထမရေးကြည့်တာတမထနဲ့ဝိပဿနာကိုရှင်းအောင်ပြောတယ
် And he explains to them the difference betweena samatha kind of practice and a vipassana kind of practice because the mind works
ha ujin mien na pai mien na shu taw ga pyaw ma no a lo pye so na lu ma ho
yeah and he says it might not be a complete picture this is from his point of view as much as he sees the difference between these two kinds of practice
tamatha pa nai ga twa san vipassana pa nai ga pinya
the objective of samatha meditation is jhana deep concentrationThe objective of vipassana meditation is insight, wisdom.
ဘာကြောင့်ဦးလေးအဲ့ဒါပြောတယ်ဆိုတော့လူလေးနဲ့စကားပြောကြည့်ယောဂီနဲ့စကားပြောကြည့်တဲ့အခါကျရင်ဆိုတော့ဝိပဿနာတော့ပြောတယ်အလုပ်နေတဲ့ idea တွေကဓမ္မထတွေများနေပေါ့
He explains this to yogis because he says when he asks yogis they want to practice meditation but all the information they have and the kind of practices they are doing are very samatha based kind of practices.
ဝိပဿနာဘယ်လိုချိန်လဲဆိုတော့သူတို့မသိကြဘူးမသိတမထနဲ့တိတ်နေမြာ
They don't really know how to switch to a vipassana kind of practice so they kind of get stuck in the samatha style of practice
အဲ့ကြောင့်အဲ့ဟိုဦးဇင်းရှင်းပ
ြ So he explains this to them
တမထအာယုံကိုကိုယ်ကဘာလိုချင်ဉာဏ်လိုချင်လဲဆိုရင်ဝိပဿနာ idea မျိုးမှရပန်းနိုင်ခြင်းမတူဘူးအယူဆခြင်းမတူဘူးအားထုတ်ပုံချင်းမတူဘူ
း He says so because the goals are differentthen the idea behind the practice becomes different. If you want wisdom, you have to have a particular kind of practice. So the practice becomes very different if your goal is different.
Samatha ba utha pe le, ayon utha pe.
He says in samatha practice, he says the emphasis is on the object.
Vipassana sai ko utha pe.
In vipassana meditation, the emphasis is on the mind that's observing.
Ai mind ga meditation mind ga right or wrong?
Checking to see if that mind that's meditating is doing it right or wrong. He says if greed or aversion or delusion is present in that mind, he says no insight is going to arise. He says for samatha meditation, not much intelligence is needed. All you need is to reapply yourself onto the mind, onto the object again and again. That's all.
နော်တမထအာယုံတစ်ခုပဲယူတယ်တဏှာပဲလို့ဝိပဿနာကြတော့အာယုံအများနဲ့ဆက်ဆက
် And for samatha meditation the mind needs to stay on one object only and stay in that one place only for as long as possible for vipassana meditation the mind is concerned with being able to know all objects
ဒါကြောင့်လေ
why because
သူကဉာဏ်လိုချင်လို့
you want wisdom
သူကဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်လိုချင်တဲ့လူကများများသိရတယ်သူပစ်ချာပြည့်စုံအောင
် if we want wisdom we need a lot of information we need a lot of information so that the wisdom
ဘာနဲ့တူလဲဆိုမန်နေဂျာနဲ့တူအလုပ်တစ်ခုမှာမန်နေဂျာကအလုပ်လုပ်တဲ့လူက boss လုပ်တဲ့လူကဒီရှိတဲ့မြင်ဟာကြီး तू ကပိုင်ပိုင်နိုင်နိုင်တိထားပြီမှာအသေးစိတ်တိပြီဆိုမှ तू ကဟိုစဉ်းစားလို့ရမကကဆုံးဖြတ်လို့ရစဉ်းစားလို့ရ
He says it's like being a boss or a manager it's only when he has all the details and all the information of what's happening on the ground he said that then he when he has a clear idea of everything that's happening that he can make effective decisions
ကိုတဘောပေါက်ပြီးလဲဟာကြီးစဉ်းစားကြီးကိုကတော်တော်နားလည်လာတဲ့အခါမှာ तू က decision ချတာဒါ understanding ဝင်ဝင်လာ
He says if you think of any insight that you've ever had before he says or anything you've understood before in your life even on mundane matters you'll notice that it's only when you've had enough information and you've got different perspectives on something that you find that you can make a reasonable or an effective decision or conclusion about things
တိကမပြည့်စုံဘူးဆိုရင်သုံးဖြတ်ချက်ချတာဟိုမန်ချင်မှမှာ
He says if the information we have is incomplete then we could make a decision but whether we get like make the right decision or not would be questionable
အဲဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်လိုချင်တဲ့အတွက် तू ကလာရမြအာယုံကိုစက်ဆံအောင်ရှိတဲ့မြအာယုံတွေကို तू တိအောင်ကြိုးစားအောင
် That's why because we want the goal of Vipassana meditation is wisdom his insight he says we have to allow the mind to gather as much information as possible
ဟုတ်တယ်မထအာယုံကိုစုပ်တယ်အားနဲ့ဆုတ်နော်တပ္ပသအာယုံကြကြထိန်းထားဖို့ကြိုးစားဒီအာယုံမှာစိတ်ကြကြနေဖို့ကြိုးစားသူ့မှာလည်းသူကမြဲခြင်းတဲ့သဘောပါ
And sometimes meditation he says the mind grasps onto the object and it tries to stay with the object as long as possible he says so the desire is for permanence
အဲတမထအဲ့ idea ရှိလို့သူက impermanent ကိုသဘောမပေါက်ဘူ
း He says and because of this idea behind the practice of samatha meditation is unconsciously there's a desire for this permanence therefore the insight into impermanence cannot arise in you practicing samatha meditation
တမထအားစိုက်တယ်နော်အာယုံစိုက်တယ်ဝိပဿနာတော့ဟိုမဆွဲဖို့ကြိုးစားတာဘယ်အာယုံကိုမှမဆွဲဖို့ကြိုးစားလွတ်ချဖို့ကြိုးစား
so there's this energetic focusing onto the object for samatha meditation but for vipassana meditation he says the mind is learning not to become attached to any object so there's a learning how to let go not to become attached.
အဲ့တော့ तू အပါအမှမဆိုင်ရ
ဘူး. So there's no energy needed to do that.
တော့ဉာဏ်နဲ့စောင့်ကြည့်နေတာ။ဘာလဲဆိုတော့ तू သိချင်တဲ့စိတ်ပဲရှိတယ
်. You're just waiting and watching using intelligence to survey the scene and see what's going on.
တော့ဝိပဿနာဝိရိယအများကြီးမလိုဘူး.
For vipassana meditation so we don't need to use a lot of energy kind of effort.
ဉာဏ်အားပဲလိုတယ်တမထဝိရိယအားလိုတယ်ဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်အားလိုတယ
် So we only need to use the energy of our wisdom he calls it wisdom energy intelligence in samatha we need more energetic kind of effort but for vipassana it's more wisdom kind of
အာယုံကိုခုတာဂက်လုပ်ပြီးဆွဲလိုက်ရင် तू ကတခြားအာယုံတွေရှိတဲ့တခြားရှိတဲ့အာယုံတွေကို तू တိဖို့မကြိုးစားတော့ neglect လုပ်တော့
He says when the mind decides to target one object that it thinks it should pay attention to he says then itneglects all the other objects that it could possibly know it doesn't want to know them anymore
ခုနပြောလို့လက်မှာထိတာတခုပဲ target ထားပြီးရှုမယ်ဆိုရင်တခြား sensation တွေအများကြီးရှိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့တိဖို့မကြိုးစားတော့
He said for example just now when we had the example with that with the hands touching he says when we try to be aware of the touching sensation of the hand he says actually there are many sensations in the hand but in that moment when we focus on the touching sensationthe mind doesn't try to know if there are any other sensations there
touching ကို target လုပ်လိုက်တော့ touching မရှိအောင
် because if we target knowing the touching sensation all we'll find is the touching sensation
တကယ်တော့အဲ့မှာ softness ရှိမယ် hardness ရှိမယ် warm cold sensation တွေအများကြီးရှိတယ်ဆိုတော့ तू တိဖို့မကြိုးစားတော့
all the sensations will be there but the mind will not try to recognize it
အဲ့ကြောင့်ဟိုအဲ့ target ထားလို့ညံအနေတယ် तू သူ့စိတ်အားတော့ကောင်းရင်ကောင်းမယ်ညံအတော့နေ
So when the mind targets something to be aware of, he says, maybe the focusing ability will be strong, but the wisdom, the agility of the mind, it becomes weak.
I don't know. Vipassana ဘယ်လိုကြည့်လဲဆိုဘာကိုကြည့်ချင်တဲ့အာယုံတစ်ခုရဲ့ရွေးပြီးကြည့်မှာမဟုတ်ဘာရှိလဲဆိုတာကြည့်
So in Vipassana meditation the idea is not what should I pay attention to it should be what is there to see what can I notice
တမထကရေးလုပ်တယ်ရေးလုပ်တဲ့ process သူကဖြစ်အောင်လုပ်တယ်ပြောင်းဖန်တီးရတယ်သူအားရင်းနှိုင်းဆက
် And in samatha meditation he says there is a desire to create a particular result you're working towards a particular result so you need to use energy to create your goal
ဝိပဿနာကဖြစ်ပြီးတာတဘာဝတရားကိုမြင်ဖို့ကြိုးစားတာဘာမှဖြစ်အောင်ဖန်တီးနေတာမဟုတ်
He says, but for Vipassana meditation, we want to understand things as they are, the nature of things as they are. And he says, nature is already as it is. It's already there. He says, you don't need to create anything. You don't need to create the experience. We just need to, we're just learning to recognize that it is as it is already
there.
So, for example, in Samatha meditation, if the mind is not calm,You have to calm the mind down. If it's distracted, you have to collect your mind. But in Vipassana meditation, if you're not feeling calm, you don't have to calm the mind down. You just want to recognize that the mind is not calm, and you want to investigate the state of not calmness to understand what it is, why it is.
အဲ့တော့အားဆက်ရတာမဟုတ်ဘူ
း So there is no energy needed to be put into it.
ဒီကတဖြည်းဖြည်းပြောတော့မှာဒီအားဆက်တာကိုဖြည်းဖြည်းလျှော့ဖို့
He says more and more he will talk about putting less and less energy into
it. Oh, ဘာလို့လဲဆိုတော့လူရ effort ကိုအရန်တောင်းတယ
် Because he says people just use too much energy, too much effort to do.
ဘာလို့ energy တွေအများကြီးတလောက်တုံ
း He says why do we use so much energy?
လူချင်းတုံးတယ်
So when we want something, we use a lot of energy. If we don't like something, we use a lot of energy. If we don't know what to do, we use a lot of energy.
Oh, the energy. Yeah, အမှန်ကဥစဉ်ရ effort ကိုအပြစ်တင်တာမဟုတ် effort မလိုဘူးလို့ပြောတာမဟုတ် effort မှာအနောက်မှာ wrong ဖြစ်နေတာများလို့
He says he's not blaming the quality of energy. He says there's nothing wrong with that quality in itself. It's not that we don't need to use.Effort, he says, but very often what's working behind it is wrong ideas, wrong attitudes.
Right effort, wrong effort,
yeah. He says, right effort is very important, but very often it's wrong effort that's at work. It's our habit from a lifetime. He says, whatever we do, if we want it, we just go for it energetically. He says, he did that too. Then.
Okay, and tamatha ga suicide focus lo vipassana saung ji.
So for samatha meditation there's a focusing onto the object. In vipassana meditation there's just a waiting to see what's happening.
I mean no ma nyan shi ya ma no. Song san ne nyan shi ya ma da mo buddha nyan shi ya ma.
But there has to be wisdom in that waiting stance. He says, either a sense of investigation or at least the knowledge or theory about why you're doing this.
Five faculty.
And then another thing that's important is the five faculties. We all know the five faculties. You know the five faculties? Okay, so the five faculties... You do. You know awareness, concentration, effort, faith, and wisdom. Have you heard of these?
Faith.
Oh, confidence.
Okay.
Have you heard of these talked of
together?
Define them for us. When we are meditating, it is these five qualities in the mind that we are using.We're using these five qualities together, and that we call meditation. So we need to understand the definitions of these five things so that we know whether we're using them in the right way. So he defines awareness this way. Awareness is the word sati in Pali. It just means the definition is just not forgetting.
မမေ့တာဘာမမေ့တယ်ဆို right object ကိုမမေ့အောင
် And what we're not forgetting is the right object.
Right object က body နဲ့စိတ်ပေါ့နော်အဲ့လိုပဲပြော
And the right object is body and mind.
ခန္ဓာမှာဖြစ်တဲ့သဘောတရားတွေရဲ့စိတ်ထဲမှာဖြစ်တဲ့သဘောတရားတွေကို right object လို့ခေါ်တယ
်။ The nature of what's happening in the mind and the body are called the right object.
I right object ကိုမမေ့တော့ဘူးတတိလို့တော့
And not forgetting these right objects is called sati awareness.
ရိုးရိုးလေးပုံစံပြောရင်တော့ကိုယ့်ကိုယ်ကိုပြန်ကြည့်ဖို့မမေ့နဲ့လို့ပြော
So in a very simple sentence he calls it don't forget to watch yourself.
အဲ့တော့ not forget that အဲ့ not forget ဆိုတဲ့သဘောတရားဆိုအားဆိုင်စရာလိုလားအားအများကြီးတုံးစရာလိုလား
He says so when you think of this phrase don't forget or not forgetting he says does it feel like you need to use a lot of energy to not forget yourself do you need to put in a lot of effort not to forget yourself
အဲ့လိုဆို awareness mindfulness ဆိုလူတွေပြောရင်သူတို့မလုပ်လဲဆိုတော့အားဆိုင်တယ
် becauseWhen people are told to be mindful or aware, what they do is they use a lot of energy to focus on themselves rather than just
present.
Yeah, what's important is only for the mind to be conscious in the present moment. So he suggests that if you think about yourself, awareness is already present. What am I doing now? What's happening in the mind right now?
အော်တတိရှိနေပြီအဲ့ဒါလေးနည်းနည်းထိန်းထားလိုက်ရင်သူ့ဟာသူ့အာယုံတွေဝင်လာလိမ့်မယ်အာယုံတွေပေါ်လာတော့မြင်လာလိမ့်မယ
် Then the mind becomes conscious already. What am I doing now? The mind is conscious. And if you just maintain that consciousness for a little while, if you hold that for a while, you'll notice you start noticing things that are happening.
Many sensations, obviously. ရှိပြီ
There are many things that we're experiencing all the time.
Like ရှားကြရမလို့
It's already there. We don't even have to search for them. You'll just feel them come on.
အဲ့တော့တတိနော်ဟောတမာတိကိုဘယ်လိုသိပဲဖွင့်လဲဆိုတော့ stable of mind steady of mind peaceful relax ဖြစ်နေလဲဆိုတာတမာတိရှိနေ
So that's sati the second one is samadhi and often translated as concentration he says that samadhi is just stability or steadiness of mind if we're feeling peaceful or relaxed the mind has samadhi already
တော့အင်္ဂလိပ်လိုဘာသာပြန်လဲ translate လုပ်တာ concentrate လုပ်တယ်လို့ပြောနော် concentrate လုပ်တဲ့ concentration ရလား
He says, although we use this word concentration in English, he says, think about it this way. Just because you concentrate on something, do we always develop concentration? Not necessarily. Some people, in trying to concentrate on things, instead of developing samadhi, they get headaches and tension.
အဲ့တော့အယူအဆမမှန်ဘူးသဘောထားမမှန်ပဲ concentrate လုပ်ရင်အဲ့တမာတိမဖြစ်တဲ့ပြင်သူကမရှိတဲ့ယောဂံအောင်ရတာ
So if we have the wrong idea about what samadhi is and work towards getting that wrong kind of samadhi then he says instead of getting samadhi we might even end up getting some disease that we don't want
ဟိုယောဂီတော်များများတွေ့ဘူးလို့
He sees a lot of yogis like that
So ဟိုမရှိတဲ့ဟာကြီး hallucination ကိုသူကဟိုပါဖြစ်သွားတယ
် They develop these chronic hallucinations like they always have tension in the head or in the body
and လာနေစီအထုလာတယ်သူက
And this is because they've been holding that for months at a time in retreat
ဟဲ့ဟာကိုတမာတိမှာဉာဏ်ပါလာမှတမာတိဖြစ်တယ်
He says samadhi too. He says it's only if there's a wise understanding of it that samadhi.
Tamatha tamadhi daw ma lobha dora moha pa yin tamadhi me ya ba mu.
He says even for samatha meditation, if there's greed or aversion or delusion towards the practice, he says samadhi concentration doesn't develop even for samatha meditation. You won't get jhanas either. Absorption. If there's greed, aversion or delusion.
Oh, damn it.သမထသမာဓိကအာယုံမဆူဆိုင်ပြီးတော့ရလာတယ်ဆူဆိုင်အားသူကနည်းလေးတယ်ဟိုဘယ်လိုပြောမလဲကြက်တယ
် But in samatha meditation he says the kind of samadhi that's developed which is developed from focusing on one object that sort of concentration he says is a bit heavy and it's also a bit rigid that sort of concentration
အဲဆူဆိုင်ကအများလာလို့ရှိရင်ဒီခါလေးစဉ်းစားဉာဏ်ပျောက်သွ
ား And if that sort of focusing kind of concentration becomes too much if it'sover he says then even the ability to think gets blocked off
zombie ပြောတော့ညာမပြောက်တော့
some people become like zombies no wisdom He says if in those moments the yogi ever notices the state of their own mind, he says the quality of that mind is not good. Very weak awareness and wisdom in the mind if it's just focusing into something.
Vipassana tamadhi ko usein ma lo pya le so nyan shi lo buddha shi lo tabo tha man ni lo sait ka lue shin ma la u liking disliking ma phit ban ne sait ka ee ni da u tam ai vipassana tamadhi ko pya.
For vipassana kind of samadhi, he said it comes like this: when the mind has right understanding, therefore it has the right attitude, therefore it has no reaction because it doesn't have liking or disliking towards what's happening because it has its right attitude and right understanding. So the mind is steady. It's still because it understands all these things. That's vipassana samadhi.
The tamadhi myo ma insight la lo ya.
It's only when we have that sort of samadhi that insight can arise from there.
Now the tamadhi myo po le po 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 le now away phit de. Tadi le po pi lo ho mya mya ti nai ne.
And in that sort of state of samadhi, he said it feels light. The mind feels awake, alert, it feels agile, it's able to know many things.
Relaxed a bit.
And it feels relaxed, even though it's steady.
Sorry, not even though. It's the wrong word myself. Right attitude, continuity. အမြိုင်မလို့တမာတိတကယ်လို့ right attitude and continuity awareness မှာစိတ်ကိုသူကတမာတိအားကောင်းလာစေတယ
် So he says what's really the ingredients for samadhi is right attitude and continuity of awareness. If you put these two together, right attitude with continuity, samadhi.
Not force, no, not အမြိုင်မလို့
You don't need a lot of energy to focus. You don't have to force your attention on it.
နော်ဝိရိယဝိရိယကိုဘာဖွင့်လဲဆိုတော့စိတ်ရှိတယ်ကိုဝိရိယအမြင်မလို့စိတ်ဝိရိယပဲလို့အဲ့မှာကိုစိတ်ဝိရိယကပါလဲဆိုအာ gently အမြိုင်မလို့
And the third thing is viriya. The third faculty is viriya, the faculty of energy or
effort. I effort ကတော့စိတ်အားပဲလို့တယ်ရုပ်အားမလို့
And viriya, the kind of efforting that he's talking about, it's not a bodily kind of effort. We don't have to put in a lot of energy bodily. We don't have to engage our bodies energetically. It's about a mental kind of energy. So he talks about being patient and persevering. He's not talking about focusing a lot of energy.
ဒီလောက်ကအကျိုးရှိမှန်းသိလို့ဉာဏ်ပါပါနဲ့သူကလျှော့တမ်းလုပ်တယ
် When we understand the benefit of doing this kind of practice and we then persevere we don't give up we keep trying again and again that's right effort
ဟုတ်ပြီတော့confident တတယုံကြည်မှုရှိရ
The fourth faculty is sadda faith or confidence
ဟောဘာလဲဟိုဒီကျန်တာတော့မယုံဖို့တခြားအမြင်မျိုးမှယုံဖို့ကခဏထားလိုက်ဝေးလို့ဒီ
And he's not talking about faith or confidence in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha and I don't think like that
အကြီးလောလောဆယ်လိုတာကကိုယ့်ကိုယ်ကိုယုံဖို့လိုတယ်ကိုယ်လုပ်တဲ့လုပ်ကိုယုံဖို့လို
He said in the moment what we need is faith confidence in ourselves and the work that we're doing
ဒီလုပ်လို့တာအကျိုးရှိလ
ား Do you think this practice is beneficial for you
beneficial ရှိတယ်ဆိုရင် confident လာပြီ
if you feel that it has benefited you you feel confident about the practice
ပြောချင်တာကိုလုပ်တဲ့အလုပ်ဘက်ကိုစိတ်ဝင်စားပ
ါ so he's saying really be interested in the practice in your own practice
result ကိုလည်းမမျောပါဘူ
း don't dream of like don't hope for the results that you think you should be getting
လောဘက result ကိုစဉ်းစား
Greed thinks of results.
ဉာဏ်ကတော့ဘာလုပ်ရမလဲစဉ်းစား
But wisdom only thinks about what to do.
လုပ်တဲ့အပိုင်းအကြောင်းဘက်ကိုပို့ပြီးတော့အကြောင်းဘက်ကိုလေ့လာတယ်အကြောင်းကိုစုံစမ်းတယ်အကြောင်းကိုဖြည့်တယ်လောဘကအကျိုးကိုမျှော
So wisdom is interested in the work that needs to be done. So it investigates what conditions need to be fulfilled. It finds out what the conditions are. It works toward fulfilling those conditions.Greed just hopes for the result to come even while it's working
no ဘာညာလို့လဲဆိုတော့ วิปัสสนาญาณแม่ญาณปุญญ์กูเนี่ยไม่สั่นเลยว่า inside away หลุดดิหลูลาก็ดิอัธุฏามามังกังอัธุฏตัดยามั้ยไอ้อัธุฏตัดตาลุตัดตาโหญาณโหอย่างนั้น
He says on the last faculty Panya as wisdom he says he's not talking about the very deep wisdom he's not talking about vipassana insights he's not talking about magañana phalañana all the sort of enlightenment that sort of thing he's really talking about very practical wisdom do we understand how to practice skillfully yet are we skillful at our own practice do we understand our own practice
အထုတတ်တဲ့ဉာဏ်ရှိမှဟိုကတဘောပေါက်တဲ့ဉာဏ်လား
he says only when we have the wisdom that knows and understands how to practice skillfully the other the right results from right practice will come deeper insights
အဲ့တော့အာထုမှုကျွမ်းကျင်တာကိုဦးဇင်းကဉာဏ်လို့သုံးတယ
် So he says he calls understanding how to practice correctly wisdom
wisdom တမျိုးပဲနော
် This is one kind of wisdom
အဲ့တော့အာထုတာကျွမ်းကျင်တယ်ဆိုတော့ကျွမ်းကျင်မှုလိုတယ်ဆိုတော့အာထုတာရုပ်နဲ့စိတ်ကဘယ်ဟာအာထု
He says, so since we need to be skillful at the practice, we first need to understand, does the body practice meditation or the mind practice meditation? And if we don't understand how the mind does its practice of meditation, can we learn to become skillful at the practice of meditation?
စိတ်ကအားရဘယ်လောက်ဆိုင်နေသူ့ဘာသူမသိယောဂီကကိုယ့်ဘာကိုမသိကိုအားရစိတ်ကအားရဘယ်လောက်ဆိုင်နေလဲစိတ်ကဘာရစဉ်းစားနေလဲဘာရတွေးနေလဲဘယ်လို attitude ရှိလဲဘယ်လိုနှလုံးသွင်းရှိလဲဆိုတော့သူ့ဘာသူမှမမြင်ဘူးဆိုရင်သူ skip ဖြစ်ဖို့မရှိဘူ
း He says if the yogi cannot recognize for him or herself how much energy the yogi is using in the practice of meditation how much mental energy is being used and whether that's helpful or notIf the yogi doesn't understand what the mind is thinking as it's practicing, if the yogi doesn't understand what attitude is manifesting at times of practice and how that affects the practice, or you know, what beliefs the yogi has that are impinging on the practice, he says, how can the yogi become skillful at understanding their own practice?
ဥပ္ပန္နဉာဏ်တကယ်ဖြစ်လာပြီးတော့တိုးတက်လာလို့စိတ်ကိုမတိပဲနဲ့မရ
So he wants to say that if we really want to understand the mind ပြန်ပြောတော့ပြန်ပြောနေမ
ယ်ဩဝိပဿနာတိုးတက်ခြင်းလေဆိုရင်
တိုးတက်ခြင်းလေဆိုရင
်စိတ်ကိုမတိပဲနဲ့မရဘူ
း He said so if we want to progress in the practice of vipassana meditation he said it cannot happen if we don't truly understand the mind
အာယုံပတ်တယ်မဟုတ်တော့ဘူးစိတ်ပဲလေအရေးကြီးတယ်ဆိုတော့ဥပမာပြောခြင်းလေလူတွေကစိတ်ကိုသိယူမဆိုင်အာယုံမဲနေတာများလို့
So he wants to point out how the objects that we pay attention to are really not so important. We neglect our minds because we're so absorbed in the objects that we observe and we neglect to see how the mind is working when it's meditating.
ကိုယ်စိတ်ကိုတွေးပြီးကိုယ်စိတ်ကို balance ပြောင်းထိနိုင်မှဒါတကယ်ဟိုကြွန့်ကျင်နေခုမှာပေါ့
It's only when we're able to seeThe mind at work ourselves and understand how it's working in different situations that we can learn to find the balance that the mind needs to become skillful at the practice.
Okay, now we have a yeji and now tongku, now tongku shi ji.
And then there's three last points that are very important.
Continuity awareness yeji.
Continuity awareness is very important.
Ba chang le so u sin lo effort ku a myai ma tong mu. A myai ma tong no.တော့မမမနလုံနိုင်တော့လုံမယ်မနာနဲ့လုံပြီးတော့တဘာဝအရှိန်ကိုလိုချင်တာ
is very important because he doesn't require the yogis to use much energy to focus and achieve something in a short period of time but what he wants is for a natural momentum to develop from continuity and if the yogi is aware as continuously and consistently as possible a momentum develops that has its own power to be aware
awareness to natural ဖြစ်နေရတဘာဝဝင်သွားတဲ့ဒီအားထုတ်ရ
The awareness must become natural. We have to practice to the point that it becomes a habit or second nature for us to be aware.
အဲကြောင့်ဒီဝိပဿနာကခဏတစ်ဖြူလောက်တာမဟုတ်အမြဲတမ်းလုပ်နေရ
He says that's why vipassana is not a short term practice. It's something that we have to do for always.
ဒီအလုပ်ကိုအမြဲတမ်းရင်းနှီးနေမှာသူကပို့ပို့
Yes, it's only when we are close to a subject of education that we become skillful or expert at it. That's the same with meditation.
Uh, အဲ့တော့မာရသွန်ပြေးသလိုပြေးမှာမီတာတရာပြေးသလိုမပြေးဘူ
း So the kind of energy we need to use is like when we run a marathon he said you conserve energy he says you're not going to do a 100 meter dash
နော်ရတော့မရဘူ
း But unlike a marathon you cannot stop
အဲ့ဒီအကြောင်းပါလို့ရင်ဘာပြောလဲဆိုယောဂီတို့ဒီမှာအေးအေးဆေးဆေးအားထုတ်ခိုင်းမယ်စိတ်နဲ့အားထုတ်ခိုင်းမယ်တခုပဲတောင်းပါတော့နားတော့မနားဘူ
း He says so he tells the yogis he says you can really relax here at the center you can practice in comfort you can chill out he says but you can't stop
ဒီတင်းကိုအားထုတ်မယ်ပြောရင်လူတွေလည်းလန့်လန့်တော့တယ
် Because when he saysYou know, you must practice all day from the moment you wake up till you go to sleep. People get a bit alarmed. He tells them, but I'm not going to tire you out. I'm not going to ask you to use any, not so much energy at all. He often asks yogis, he says, why do you come to practice meditation? What is your motivation for coming to practice?
Many motivations. တချို့အရင်လွတ်လွတ်လာလာရှိတယ်
။ He says some come to practice because their parents told them to come and practice.
တည်ခြင်းလို့လာတာရှိတယ်။
Yeah, some people come because they really want to understand something.
တချို့ကြတော့လည်းတခုခုလိုခြင်းလို့လာတာရှိတယ
်။ Some people come because there's something that they want from practicing meditation.
အဲ့ဒီ attitude အစတည်းကမပြင်းတော့ဆိုရင်တောက်ချောက်မှာတော့
And if he doesn't correct these attitudes, like if he doesn't tell them what the right purpose is, he says then they just practice with this wrong idea all the way.
အော်ယောဂီလျောက်ပြောဘူးလေသူကတရားလာမထုတ်ခင်သူကမက်ဒီတေးရှင်းကိုဗမာစကားအားထုတ်တယ်ပြောတော့ဟုတ်အ
င်း
အဲ့တော့သူကလာမအားမထုတ်ခင်ဘာလို့လဲဆိုတော့တွဲတွဲလာသူကယင်းကဟိုမှာချက်ပြမှာအားထုတ်ဘူ
း He says one yogi came and when he asked him why have you come to meditate and all that in conversation came out like this in Burmese the word for meditate is ato means put out energy so you have toUse a lot of energy. That's the sense they get, even in the Burmese language. And he'd been in other retreats before, where you know they have to use a lot of energy. So before he came for the retreat at the center, he had gone for an IV, an intravenous, to get more energy, to have enough energy.
But below that, so that experience, the charity that they could do, I don't know, I can't do a bit more.
Because in his last retreat, the last experience he had in the retreat, he was exhausted after the retreat.He came prepared.
Hey, slow meditation.
Yeah, it was a super slow meditation. What he's saying is attitude is very important. Since we're going to do this long term, he says we need to conserve a lot of energy. We don't want to waste any energy.
အဲ့တော့တောက်ချောက်လောက်ရမယ်ဆိုရင်တော့အားထုတ်ရင်တော့မလုပ်နိုင်တော့
If we have to do it continuously if we put out too much energy we can't do it continuously
အဲ့ကြောင့်ယောဂီတနေ့အောင်အားထုတ်တဲ့ယောဂီတွေညနေဆိုတောင်းပြီ
He says if we put out too much energy that's why when people really do it continuously all day they find themselves out of energy in the evening
ဆိုတာမှလာတယ်
And they start nodding off One yogi asked him, she said, you know, why do we do the sitting walking? She said, she thought there was something, some secret formula behind it. Like, if you do this, like, that's the secret to success.
Sitting 1 hour, walking 1 hour. Oh, because the yogi said, why do you do this? Why do you do this? Why do you do this?
And he asks the yogis sometimes, why do you sit meditation? Why do you walk meditation? And they don't have any idea why they do it.
Because of gong. Gong go sit. Very funny. I know. Oh, Pyojana. I told you, I'm here now, Pyojana. Taiwan ho.
So he really wants to point out to them that practice is all the time, not just when you sit, not just when you walk. Because the posture is not meditating. Yeah, you might sit but be very tired and sleepy and lost in thought. You're not meditating anyway.
So
it's very important for the mind to be awake, aware, alert, interested.
At any pose service.
In any posture.
And ကိုယ့်ကိုတည်ပြီးတော့ကိုယ့်ကိုတင့်တော်တဲ့ posture ရေးပြီးတော့ကိုယ့်ကိုအားထုတ
် So the yogi needs to check for themselves what works for them, which posture is most suitable for them and work through those postures.
အရေးကြီးတာခုနကပြောအရေးကြီးတာ point ကဘာလဲဆိုအမြင်နဲ့သတိနဲ့နေတာ
But the important point really is to always be mindful or aware no matter what posture they change into.
မယောဂီဟိုမှာပြုံမှုတဲ့ယောဂီတယောက်ရှိတယ်။သူကနတ်စမဆိုတော့အမြင်နဲ့ရက်နေရတယ်။အဲ့သူ့ထိုင်ခိုင်းအရမ်းနာတယ်။အဲ့တော့သူ့ထိုင်ခိုင်းအာထုတ်မဲ့ဆိုတော့သူ့မတ်တက်ရအာထုတ်ခိုင်းတယ်။လိုင်းလျှောက်ကအာထုတ်ခိုင်းရင်သူကအဆင်ပြေတယ်
။ Here the yogi she was a nurse she did a lot of standing in her work so she found it excruciating to sit and when he heard he told her to just stand and walk and then it was fine to practice that.
အဲ့တော့ continuity ကရှိမှသူကတောက်လျှောက်လောက်ရမှာဆိုတော့အာဆက်ဆက်မှလည်းသူကဝင်းဆက်ကူမိမှလည်း process ဆိုမိမှလည်းသူကစလည်းဆုံးမြင်းနေဆိုမှသူကညံပုံ
And he says and continuity also offers this benefit this opportunity to be able to be like there when a process unfolds and then you know when we're able to see the whole thing from beginning to end understanding arises
အဲ့တော့ဒီမှာတဏီုံတည်နေနေခိုင်းတာ
That's why he says to be mindful all day
အာဒီမှာ all day ပေါ့နော်တကယ်တမ်းကျတော့တကယ်နားလေတဲ့လူကျတော့နေတိုင်းလုပ်ပြီသူက
He says and he says all day but really he says if somebody really understands the practice for themselves they start doing it every day determining every day to be
နားလေလီလုပ်လီပဲ
He says the more you understand from the practice he says the more youpractice we want
to practice. အဲ့တော့နောက်တစ်ခုကအာဒါ continuity awareness နောက် blood flow ဆိုအားမစိုက်ပဲနဲ့မလို့စောင့်ကြည့်လို့ရတယ်နီးဘယ်လိုပြောမလဲအဲ focus မလုပ်ပဲနဲ့တိလို့ရတယ
် the second important point is being relaxed but still aware he wants to say that even if we don't focus we can still be aware conscious of things
နောက်အခု example အနေနဲ့ဒီကုလုံးကြည့်နခေါင်းလည်းမထားနဲ့ပိုက်လည်းမထားနဲ့
We'll just give you an example. Don't be aware of your breath or your abdomen. He says just be conscious of the whole body.
ဘာလို့တိတ်လို့ရတယ
် What can you notice as you're just sitting?
Target တစ်ခုခုမထားဘဲနဲ့ကြည့်မယ်ဆိုရင်အများကြီးဝင်လာလိမ့်မယ
် You're not targeting anything, but you're conscious of yourself. Don't many sense impressions present themselves to you?
Obvious sensation အများကြီးပဲ
Many obvious sensations
Beginner တွေဥဒင်းရတယ်စတာ
He starts beginners like this
လက်ထိတာတိလာ
You could be aware of the sensation of the hands touching
ကျန်နေထိတာတိလာ
Touching the floor
ထိုင်တဲ့ပုံစံတိလာ
Posture
Sound တိလာ
Sound
Temperature တော့အားဆက
် Does it require much energy to notice these things?
ပြန်မှမလား
No Then would you be tired if you did that all day?
Did
it this way.
No.
အ
ဲ့တော့ဒီရောမမေ့ဖို့ရေးကြည့်တယ်ဒီ awareness ရှိနေပြီသူ့ဟို cultivate လုပ်အောင
် But what we really need to do is not forget to be like that. We need to cultivate this. Keep it going all day.
Yeah, cultivate လုပ်ရင် awareness is moment to moment ဖြစ်လာလို့သူအချိန်တက်လာ
Yeah, and if we cultivate this, we grow this moment to moment, not forgetting ourselves moment to moment.It just gains momentum day after day.
Yogi ma pyatana tat da ba le so yogi ya lowa a chi de.
He says you know the problem with yogis is they're very greedy. You want results fast.
Chain tu tu de a mya mya sai pi lo chin de de ku.
They want in a short time to focus as much energy as possible and get something quickly out of that.
Say shi shi ne lo ba a myin na lo go ja lo ma lo chin.
But to be patient and work consistently over a long period of time they don't want to do that
to impatient am ya
to impatient
they are well sound ji da no sound ji da
kuna this is waiting and watching you must be conscious
အဲ့တော့အာဟုဒီအာယုံကိုအသေးစိတ်မြင်ဖို့ကြိုးစားမှာအထက်ဒီကြည့်နိုင်တဲ့အာမြင်နိုင်တဲ့အာတက်လောင်ကြိုးစား
So instead of trying to observe the object and trying to see it more and more clearly, he said we should just be conscious of trying to grow that sense of being present and aware continuously and with continuity, that consciousness will become stronger. It'll become like the power on your glasses. It'll get stronger and stronger. And then when that consciousness becomes strong enough, it becomes able to see objects more and more clearly on its own. He says, when that consciousness is not strong enough, you can focus as much as you like at the object, you won't see the object any more clearly than that consciousness. Because without his glasses, no matter how much he stares, he can't see any good. He puts it on, everything is clear.
ဟုတ်ဥစဉ်တတိကောင်းတယ်လူတွေပြောမိုင်းဖုန်းနဲ့ဗယ်စတရောင်းဗယ်စတရောင်းလူတွေပြောကြတယ်เนาะအမှန်ဥစဉ်ကဘယ်လိုအသေးပဲဖုန်းနဲ့လို့တတိညာတတိကောင်းတယ်ဆိုတာလေတတိအားကောင်းတယ်ဆိုတာတတိရှိတဲ့စိတ်အားမစိုက်တာလည်းပါเนาะအားမစိုက်ဘဲနဲ့တတိရှိနေတာလေ
continuity ကြောင့် momentum ရပြီးလို့ဖြစ်နေတာအားမျိုးမှာတတိကောင်းတယ်နောက်တစ်ခုညံပါနေရတယ် as strong mindfulness is like this. He says when we don't have to make an effort to see, to be mindful, and the mindfulness is present because of this momentum it has, because of continuity, it's just present naturally. He said that mindfulness is strong. You don't have to do anything for it. It's there. And the other thing he says, for mindfulness to be really strong, wisdom has to be part of that mindfulness. Then it's strong
mindfulness.
He says if any greed or aversion is present in the mind, he says no matter how much we try to focus and see or understand things, he says that mindfulness cannot be strong enough to understand it.
For example, I sleepiness will shoot. Sleepiness will shoot. To mechay manan ne, piak wang shoot. Aplau sai sai, khana le, dong piang jia, khana le, piang jia.
He says, he gives an example of sleepiness. When we try to observe sleepiness, if our motivation is because we don't think we should be sleepy, we don't want sleepiness to be there, he says no matter how carefully and you try to observe it, he says we just, you know, keep
a little bit
he says because it's really aversion that's resisting and trying to practice to get rid of it.
But like how much energy you use, no strong.
It doesn't matter. He says, but if you can really adjust your attitude and just accept, well, this is sleepiness, sleepiness nature, it has nothing to do with me, let it be there, let's just see how it is. And he says, you can, if it's really right attitude, you could be aware, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 moments, and he says, everything will clear up. He says, so if you want to say strong in it, of anything, he says, if there's greed or aversion in the mind, nothing is strong.
Right view.
Relaxed awareness. And the last thing is right view. So we're becoming aware of all these experiences. He says, from what point of view are we going to view all these experiences?
Body sensations,
the objects that we, the experiences that we become aware of are usually our body sensations or our feelings or our mental activities.
Pali lo pyo ni rupa citta rupa vedana citta no
ta lo ti no rupa or vedana and citta. And the sensations we have in our body, heat, temperature, softness, hardness, and all that, he says, we're not the only ones who have these qualities. Everybody has them.
Feeling, yeah, pleasant, dukkha, dukkha, chan, ubekha, bha, vedana,
bha, bha. Feelings of pleasant, unpleasant, happy, sad, he says, everybody has them.
Now, say, kaun say, wholesome, unwholesome, bha, say, bha.
And the mind, whether we have wholesome or unwholesome mind states and so on. He says everybody can have them too. So since everybody is privy to all these things, he says, then we believe. He says, then he thinks it should just be, it's just nature. That's how he sees it.
မပူရာရဲ့လက်ကပူတယ်ဆိုရင်ပူရာလက်ပူတယ်လို့ပြောတယ်နော်ပူရာပြောက်သွားရင်လက်ပြောက်သွားတာ
He says if we think you know it's hot my body is hot he says then if the when it's not hot anymore does the body disappear too if it's my body is hot
ဟုတ်ဟုတ်သဘောတရားတစ်ခုသဘာဝတရားတစ်ခု
So heat is just a quality of nature a quality
impersonal in a sense
so think of it as being something impersonal
လူတွေကကိုယ့်ကိုယ်ကိုဘယ်လိုမြင်လဲဆို identify လုပ်ပြီးမြင
် he says how we usually view ourselves is we identify with me
ကိုယ်ဒီမှာရှိတယ်မှန်တယ်များနည်းနည်းပဲရှင်း
everything that's concerned with me is mine
အရာပြင်းထန်
He says,
and
that view is very strong.
No, vipassana is the opposite view. No, the ordinary view is not.
But vipassana is an extraordinary view. It's not an ordinary view.
And ordinary view is identifying it. It's the opposite side of it, but nature is not.
So the ordinary view is to identify it with me. So now we're going to see it from another point of view. So we're going to see all this as nature.
Do dhoda and go dhoda. Where dhoda is? Dhoda is dhoda.
He says whether you're angry or I'm angry. He says anger is still just anger.
Dhoda is dhoda.
Have we been angry before?
No, dhoda is dhoda. But dhoda is dhoda. Dhoda is dhoda.
And if we think I'm angry?
Dhoda is dhoda. Dhoda.
Do we get more angry or less angry?
I don't know.
He says, we all know this, yeah? We know the truth of this. Yeah.
Why?
But why do we get more angry if we think I'm angry?
Identify angry or nature.
He says, because of identification. This is nature, but we identify it as me, and then it grows.
Any definement. ဘယ် definition ပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ် identify လုပ်ပြီဆိုရင်ဒီ definition ကိုတွန်းပေးလိုက်တယ်။ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့တက်ကဒိဋ္ဌိ wrong view ကတွန်းပေးတယ်
။ He says so any defilement if it gets together with wrong view he says wrong view gives it a push and then it helps it to grow.
Depression တမားတွေလည်းသူတို့စိတ်ကိုသူတို့တိတယ
်။ He says people who are depressed really know their minds. They're very in touch with their minds.
But သူတို့ကဘာပြောလဲဆိုတော့ I am depressed.
But they think I'm depressed.
ချိန်လုံးဒါပဲစဉ်းစားတော့ဖြစ်ဖြစ်သူက depression ni deep la
and if they think this all the time depression gets worse and worse
အဲ့တော့ခုနပြောသလိုဝိပဿနာလေ့လာမယ်အလုပ်လုပ်ရမယ်ဆိုတော့ဘေးထွက်ဝင်ပူလို့မရ
deep life but if vipassana is a learning process he says and to be able to learn about something he says we have to be able to step out of it we mustn't be involved in the process
အဲ့တော့ understanding right view ရှိမှသူကဘေးထွက်မှာ
and only if we have this understanding of right view we can step away from the experience and
wrong view ဆိုရင်သူကအကတ်မယ်ခံစားမယ်ဆို
He says if there's wrong view we'll get involved we'll start to buy into it and we'll suffer
အဲ့တော့ right view ရှိရမယ် right view ကိုညံလို့သုံးတယ်ဆိုမိစ္ဆာတာမန်ဒိဋ္ဌိလို့သုံးတယ်တာမန်ဒိဋ္ဌိတာမန်သင်္ကပ္ပအရင်ရှိရမယ
် So right view he says is a form of wisdom we apply it he says there's right view and we use right thought together
အဲ့ပြီးမှသူက awareness လာမှာသူ right awareness ဖြစ်
And he says, and after that only, after the right view and right thought have been injected, we bring in awareness. He says, then it becomes right awareness.
Right view ไม่ใช่เว้ยเนี่ยญาณไม่ป่าเว้ยเนี่ยคุณน่ะบอกวิปัตตนาอัธถุยินตัวอนัตตะไม่ลาหู
He says, so if we don't have this right view and we just practice, we're practicing in the name of vipassana, he says, we won't understand anatta.
ตัวจิตแท้กว่าอัตตะไอเดียเนี่ยจิต
He says, because as we watch all these things, we're watching from the eye perspective.
แล้ว definition ကိုစိတ်တ ानु ပဒနာလုပ်တော့မှဆိုရင်အဲ့ရမပြောဘဲနဲ့တွတ်လုတ်ခန်းကြည့်ပို့ဆိုးလာတယ
် He says, and especially when it comes to working with the defilements, you know, people say you work with citta anupassana watching the mind, things that are happening in the mind. If you don't remind people that this is not them, he says, things can, you know, they can feel very bad. It can the defilements can escalate.
This information may be thought so poor la.
Yeah, if they don't have this information that helps them to disengage from what's happening, he says they just start to like proliferate the defilements.
Focus
and
look bigger. Tamari ya le shi so oh, pu long chi la.
And then yogis also tend to focus on what's happening. They also have concentration which magnifies things. They have wrong view.
Defilement talk.
La baba.
အဲအကြောင်းတရားထုံးနေဒေါသကြီးလာအဲအကြောင်း
So that's why when people you know sometimes we say oh we he's meditating, but he's getting more and more angry. He says samadhi is like a magnifying glass. That's what it does. That's why it has to be samadhi, right?
Samadhi
alone on its own sometimes can be not wrong.
Left in right, right left in
because it can be wrong samadhi. Only with wisdom it will be right samadhi.
Okay. So ta infection ta
ba. Oh,
pain. Pain la au ma ni ni okay. Ao thai nei chein ma chai da chu ya le.
Okay. So if you choose to do a sitting posture meditation, he says you can observe anything you like.
Any object. This object and the I have near the ba bo kaung.
He says which object is better? This
ကိုကောင်းတယ်ဆိုဆွဲမှာတော့
He says because if we think anything is better we'll become attached to that object.
ကျုပ်နှာခေါင်းကောင်းတဲ့လူကနာစီးတဲ့အခါကျရင်လုပ်လို့မရတော့
Some say the breath is easier for me and then when they get a cold then they don't know how to meditate.
တခုတည်းမဲလုပ်တဲ့လူကဒါမရှိရင်ဘာမှလုပ်လို့မတတ်တော့
He says when someone always uses some particular thing to do his practice when he can't have doesn't have access to it he doesn't know what to do anymore.
ဟုတ်ကဲ့တယောက်တယောက်မတူ personality ကမတူတချို့ဒါမသိလို့မရအောင်တို့ဒါသိလို့မရအောင်အဲ့တော့ဒါကိုအတင်းလိုက်ကြည့်ခိုင်းရင်သူဆွတ်ဖြစ်လာမှာပေါ့
Yeah and he says personalities of people are so different you know and if we insist that they pay attention to any if he says they must pay attention to some one thing and that doesn't suit them when they get stressed out
ဘာမှဘီမှနီးလေအများကြီးရှိတယ်ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့အာယုံကြောင်းလို့အာယုံမတူလို့နီးအများကြီးဖြစ်သွားတယ်ကြည်လာတခုပဲရှိတယ်
He says you know in Burma there's many kinds of meditation many meditation teachers masters he says you know how all the different meditation techniques differ he said they only differ in the object that you pay attention to but you know the knowing is always the same
making ship ပါတခုပဲရှိတယ်
He says the Noble Eightfold Path can be condensed into one word.
Object, take the object and start.
You can start with any object.
Pamalima dashi de, dashi de, binjai shi de, nge de shi de.
These are all the objects possible in Burma. stomach, nostrils,
and heart. Kuna byo de nature, ho ba le.
Basic ka long le uzu pyo tani ne be ko a mage shi ba ta khu ne be pyo lu ya sa tadi u pyo.
Ho ba ho.ဟုတ်ပါဘူး။အဲ့တော့တကူရပါလေ။ခုန nature ဆိုတာခုနပြောပြီနော်။ခန္ဓာမှာဖြစ်တမယ၊စိတ်တမဖြစ်တမယအမှုတဘာဝလို့ယူထားပြီ။အဲ့ knowledge ရှိထားတဲ့လူတွေဘယ်ဟာအနောက်ဆက်လုပ်လို့ရအောင်ဖြစ်အောင်လဲ
။ Even intellectually, okay? Just intellectually we have this information that everything we experience is just nature. He says then what is the disturbance anymore?
ဘယ်ဟာအထုတ်တဲ့ဝိပဿနာတမအတွက်အနောက်ဆက်ရှိသလား
? Is it possible for anything to be a disturbance when practicing Vipassana meditation?
Right information ရှိထားပြီးဒီအနောက်ချက်ဖြစ
် Right information he says nothing is a disturbance
anymore. တရား6ခုလုံးကဓမ္မကြီးပဲ
Because every sense door is a dhamma.
ဓမ္မ is a nature.
Dhamma is nature.
အနောက်ချက်ဆိုတာမရှိဘူ
း So there's no disturbance sorry.
အနောက်ချက်ဆိုတာမရှိဘူး။အတန်လည်းအနောက်ချက်မဟုတ်အတွေးလည်းအနောက်ချက်မဟုတ
် So nothing is a disturbance. Noise is not disturbing. One thinking mind is not disturbing.
လူတွေပြဿနာဖြစ်တာအတန်နဲ့အတွေးနဲ့ပြဿနာတော့ဖြစ်တယ်မဖြစ်ဘူ
း He says people have the most problem with noise and the thinking mind. Finding the problem.
Now pain.
And pain.
Pain ဘယ်လိုလုပ
် What do we do with pain?
Why are we watch the pain?
Why do we watch pain?
Why do, no?
Okay.
ဘာလို့ pain ကိုရှုတာ
Why do we watch pain?
ကြည့်ခိုင်းလို့ကြည့်တယ်
Because we've been told to watch pain.
Oh, I think the one reason why I think I should watch pain is because it's a chance to learn about pain in a good situation. Because someday I may be in a situation
yes.
where I have pain, and it's not such a good.
Yes.
ရှင်ဒီကောင်းတဲ့အချိန်မှာနာတော့ရှုရင်ကိုတကယ်နေမကောင်းတဲ့အခါမှာနာတော့ရှုတတ်တယ်ပေါ့
Yes.
Okay.
ရှိရမယ်တကူလို့ရှိရမယ်
That's right. Yeah. There must be some reason why we're doing something. Yeah.
Also, I think whatever posture you choose to meditate in,
must be coming.
Pain comes.
Yes.
It's like, so if it's there,
Yes,
he says he's very lazy, so he did a lot of lying down meditation. But he says it didn't take him away from pain. He says more painful because there's so many touching
area.
We need to have somewhat of a changing of the guard here. There's some people here that need to leave, and staff is waiting for staff to come in. So staff has said, so long as there's room, they're happy to have other people here. But if we could do, I don't know if there's a little bit more instruction you want to say, but we need to change.
liking, disliking.
One of the things that's nature to us is that he says, as we live our lives every day, we come in contact with the six sense impressions all the time, and the mind's automatic reaction every day of our lives has been to like or dislike the things we contact.
This is a habit, not natural.
So this is the habit of the mind. It's natural to the mind. So the moment we look at pain, what comes?
Not liking. It's automatic.
Nobody can stop
this.
He says, but if you want to understand pain, he says, and there's aversion in the mind, is it possible to understand pain while there's aversion in the mind?
He
says, like being angry with someone, and you keep looking at that person you're angry with, what happens?
It's the same equation, same principle.
So that's why he doesn't go straight to the pain and start looking at the pain. So he checks first. What is he thinking about this pain? How is he feeling towards this pain? What is the feeling, tension, and so on? And does he have right attitude or right view about the pain yet? He says, so should he think of it as nature, pain is nature, or my pain? I'm in pain. He says, if he thinks I'm in pain, then it starts hitting
me.
He says, the moment wrong view comes in, then it's difficult to. He said, that's why there's this constant remembering to put in right view, because wrong view is always there.
Automatic. Right view machine and wrong view.
The moment right view is not there, wrong view is always there.
Wrong view, right view. Call in awareness and now like.
So that's why we have to call in right view first and then bring in awareness.
Teaching na na ni yoga na ni sikap belu tung ya. Sik tung ya na na di on lu na na adi kamu. Sik pasang tung ya na di na.
So what you really want to understand in this process is there's pain, the mind is reacting. He says what you really want to understand is why is the mind reacting. So you look at the mind. He says only when the mind is not reacting anymore, even though it's pain, that you will really be able to see the nature of the pain as it is. Yes, when you have aversion and you watch something, he says that thing is the object of aversion. He says often, pain is something that we don't like. Sometimes some people like pain. He says, so you see, the pain is not the problem. It's the liking and disliking that's really playing the game. Why do we like something or not like something? He says, there's something that's working in the mind. The mind is saying things or has ideas that causes it to like or dislike. So when there's aversion in the mind and you look at what you don't like, he says it feels solid, difficult. But if the mind has softened, it's relaxed, either because it understands something or, you know, because it's able to soften. He said, then you look back at the same pain, it seems different. So the state of mind we have makes us perceive or see the objects we observe in a different way.
So only
when there's right view in the mind, there's wisdom and so on present in the mind, that what we see will be seen as it is. We will see the nature of what is there.
He says, you know,
people love, they think they have to see arising and passing away. And he says, you can have greed and see things arising and passing away. And what happens? Greed can see things disappear too. But then what it wants to do is see more and more. He says, when there's greed to see something in particular, when you see it, what happens is you feel happy. Joy arises.
Understanding doesn't really arise.
Because in the seeing, there's greed to see.
Okay, so pain down the gate teaching, think my daughter loba my pain, think down the loba duration machine with my pain leader.
So if you really want to understand pain, he says, you have to wait on your mind. Work with your mind till there's no greed or aversion in the mind, and then you can investigate the nature of pain.
Any object.
Or any other object.
An object and mind, ma, you don't know who to.
So between the object and mind, he says you have to sort of travel back and forth between them. See the
interaction. Okay.
Okay, that's all.
เวลาเนี่ยปูเปียวเสร็จแล้วครับเดี๋ยวปูปิดสิอ่ะสิอ่ะอายุมันก็ไล่ไปผิดแล้วเนาะ